Hello, good morning. Welcome to worship. Thank you for coming. On the right-hand side of your bulletin in the church calendar box, you'll see the activities of this coming week. If you are able, please join us Wednesday night at 6:30 for a light supper followed by Bible study and prayer. Our Knowing God book study continues tonight at 6:30 p.m. in the Ed Building. We'll be looking at chapter 18. And the WIC Bible study will be this Tuesday night, January the 17th at 5:45. And our third Sunday fellowship luncheon will follow immediately after this service today across the street in the Ed Building. It's hosted by Clyde and Louise Heron, and she has it really decorated nice. Thank you all for that. Please join us across the street, everybody. Question 104 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism says, what do we pray for in the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer? And the answer is, at the bottom of the page, I hope you will read Elizabeth's thank you note to the church. Our call to worship this morning comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 34. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Please stand and let's all sing the doxology. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful that You know that we need food and water and clothing and shelter and other things as well. And You are gracious in providing them, even when we have not sought first the kingdom of God and Your righteousness. We are reminded again this morning that our first priority is to seek Your kingdom and Your righteousness. For You have called us to be Your people. You've saved us by Your grace. You've set us apart to live differently in the world, from the world. For our true home is not of this world, but our citizenship is in heaven. May we worship You here as the church militant, the same way the church triumphant does on the other shore, where we long to be one day. In the time being, we will pray as Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 164 this morning. Oh, 4,000 tongues to sing. If you are able, please stand and let's sing all stanzas. Join me. Let's confess our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Oh.
you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for justification by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and for the peace that comes as a result of it. That is an objective peace that cannot be changed because our position in Christ is eternally secure. However, there is a subjective peace that we sometimes lose because our circumstances sometimes overwhelm us and our sin grieves your spirit. We pray that as we confess our sins, you would restore that subjective peace that comes from seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness. We pray for the missionaries of Jesus Christ all over the world. We pray for the missionaries listed in our bulletin. We pray for the Bowlings in Mexico, the Chaplains in Atlanta, the Davilas in Costa Rica, the Dahogues in Tunisia, the Hills in Peru, the Pattersons with Wycliffe Bible translators, for the Romains in New York City, for Alan and Ann Cochet planning to return to France, for Larry Brown on furlough from African Bible College in Malawi. We pray for Ago Agonese and the 25 Haitian pastors on the island of Laganov in Haiti that are being helped by One Door Ministries and Covenant Presbytery. We are thankful to hear the encouraging word from Jim Romaine's trip to India. We pray for these missionaries that their needs would all be supplied, that they would be properly equipped, and for the advancement of the kingdom of God through them. And Lord, we pray that you would raise up and send more workers into the harvest, for the work is plentiful and the workers are few. We pray for the shut-ins who are unable to be here with us, and those who are caring for them, for Martha Davis and Mozella Perkins, for Bertha McCullough and Mary Ellen Lovelady. We pray that their days might be brightened by messengers of your mercy. We pray for the needs of our congregation. We ask for healing for the sick. We pray for those who are looking for employment to be found. We pray for effective treatment for Sarah Nell that will begin in a few days. We pray for strength for the weak, for rest for the weary, comfort for the grieving, relief for the oppressed, and salvation for the lost. We thank you for your word. We pray for the ministry of it today among us. We pray that it would be heard, truly heard, and attended to seriously. We pray that it will enlighten our minds, invigorate our hearts, and inspire our wills to take action that it may demand of us. All these things we pray in the all-prevailing name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our responsive reading this morning comes from Psalm 47. You can find the words to Psalm 47 on page 803 in the back of your Trinity hymnal. Would you please turn there? Let's read together responsively Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to Him a psalm of praise. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. Our next hymn is number 499. Rock of Ages. Would you please turn there and please, if you're able, stand and let's sing all stanzas. Be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for cheerful givers who give generously to the work of this church. I thank you that through them you have kept this church financially healthy. I pray that you would shower with blessings those who give out of gratitude to you for your goodness to us, and as an expression of our worship, would you use the offerings to advance the kingdom of Jesus Christ in this city and even unto the uttermost parts of the earth, for we pray it in Christ's name. Amen. This morning comes from Luke chapter 11 verses 14 through 28. The Gospel of Luke chapter 11 verses 14 through 28. And this is what it says. Now he was casting out a demon that was mute When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons," while others, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, and finding none, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first.' As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, 'Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast at which you nursed.' But he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning. And we'll bring a message from this passage after the choir sings the special at this time.